Good morning, we continue with Chayyad Mehrajah, but certainly Chayyadal, I'm learning Simon Yud Beis, where the Chayyadim is talking about squeezing liquids out of cloth. So we left off in a scenario where the Chayyadim is discussing where he's squeezing the liquid out of the, he's absorbing the liquid in the cloth with a tent to retrieve the liquid, which means he plans to eventually squeeze the liquid out of the cloth to get the liquid back, which would be an Isser of Schita Deraisa. But a case where it's Haluk Ibud, So, let's see, water or other liquids fell onto a kli eitz. So his goal is not to retrieve the liquid, it's just to clean off the kli. So a person wants to clean it off, absorb the liquid to clean it off, and eventually he'll squeeze out the liquid and throw it out. So he has no interest in retrieving the liquid. So he's discussing yain or sharmashkim. So yain and sharmashkim, according to the way the Chayyadim is understanding, there's no malacha of tash. There's no malacha of malabain to squeeze it out because it's going to be it's still going to remain dirty, as opposed to water, which the Chayyadim will contrast in a moment. So there was yain or sharmashkim. So the gzera over here is only the gzera of that he's going to try and retrieve the liquid. Well, he doesn't want to retrieve the liquid. He wants to throw it out. So you're allowed to wipe it up. We're not worried. Maybe he'll come to squeeze it out. The kibbutz the mashkan libut, his goal is not to retrieve the liquid. His goal is to just throw out the liquid. So he will take the cloth and wring it out and throw out the wine or the mashka which has been absorbed in it. So there's no malacha of dosh mafarik, which is retrieving the liquid. So ein beis deraisa, there's no beis deraisa because it's going liibud. Malabin, there's no malabin by yain and sharmashkim. We come welcome also litza, but we do not allow him to squeeze it out. So why don't we allow him to squeeze it out? It's not malabin, and it's not mafarik deraisa. Well, it's also mirabonim because it looks like schita. Well, it's not like we said before in Sifhei that he discussed the case of squeezing out if you had pickled foods. You want to squeeze out they're too waterlogged. You want to squeeze out some of the extra liquid. So we said it's mutter because the mashka is haluk libud. So we're saying the mashka haluk libud makes it totally mutter. So say the same thing over here. There's no malabin because it doesn't clean it. It's not considered cleansing according to the way the Chayyadim is understanding. And it's haluk libud, which we said before is mutter. So Chazal could have made it gzeirah d'rabbanan, but they didn't make the gzeirah d'rabbanan because of the need for Shabbos to be able to have the food. But over here, such a need does not exist. So Chazal made gzeirah d'rabbanan, you can't do schita. That's when you're discussing yayin ashar mashkim. Abalim nishbach ha-mayim, if what was spilled onto the kli was water. Also, the council of Mappa Shemak Bidolov, the Cheshin and Shem Yisrael, Rechai Mishum Olamin, Kilkamon Belech Islam, and Simon Beis. So, if it absorbs water, if you then subsequently squeeze out the water, even though the water is Helech Leibud, so there's no Dosh Mefarek issue, but there's a Malabin issue, because as the water comes out of the cloth, it cleanses the cloth. So, there's a Gzera that you might come, therefore, since there's an Issa Deraisa to squeeze it out, there's a Gzera you might come to squeeze it. But the Chayyadim adds a connection. He says that it depends on the type of garment. If it's something like a shemata, you don't mind if it stays waterlogged. And you're not planning to squeeze it. Because I'm wearing garments, you might come to squeeze it. Because why should you squeeze it? But something, a bag which you're makbid of, you care the fact that it's wet. Then the person is going to potentially forget that it's Shabbos and squeeze it. Because he wants the water out of it. So in that case, because I were worried about it, that a person, that might happen. And the person will squeeze the water out of the beged and do malacha malab and deraisa, like it says later on in malachas malab and simon beis. Ein shom kamedinim medin beged litain alav maim. So we'll discuss more over there. The second issue: why are we only worried about him squeezing it out? Why isn't the absorption of the water itself problematic? We'll clarify that in Bez Hashem in the upcoming shurim. Aval shar mashkin chutz mimayim lo shayach b'liban shein derech kvisa b'shar mashkin. So, but by other liquids other than water, there's no malaban involved because you don't use these as cleansing agents. Al seitasa asim mishum dosh. The only issue of schid is because the fact that you're doing the malach of dosh was el shayach el kishatzarach l'mashkin, which applies when you want to use the liquid. Mashein came b'mayim. So we have the concern of libun by water, even when it's halach libun. By how the mashkin, we don't have the concern of libun, and the only concern is of dosh, which doesn't apply when it's halach libun. Mr. Burr points out that the Taz passing is that by white wine functions like water in this regard. That's considered a malaben as opposed to a colored wine, which would be different. There is a concern of the Malach of Tzaveh, which we'll clarify, Beis Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.